This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. You may join us here. Toll free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. Tonight in studio, it's Ian.
Rich Paul.
And Mark.
And more about North Korea, some surprising reform being put into place and have been put into place by Kim Jong-un, who is purportedly a dictator and a terrible guy, but maybe he's not as bad as you thought. I was pretty surprised by some of this stuff. We'll get back into that here. But first, let's go to your calls and thoughts. Carl is on the line via Skype. Carl, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Rich, and Mark.
Hi, guys. Hi, I actually had a question for Rich Paul.
Great.
Sure.
I was recently accepted to one of these coding boot camps. I don't know if you're familiar with these.
Coding as in computer code?
Yes. Okay. Correct.
Not particularly.
The one specifically that I was accepted to is called App Academy. And what it is an intensive 12-week program. And it's based upon, you know, very little upfront cost. You put down a $5,000 deposit, and you subsequently, after you, you know, go through the course, you get hired by a company, you pay 19% of your first year's salary. So it's,
interesting.
Yes, it's an alternative, way of doing education.
It actually sounds similar to something that Milton Friedman once suggested.
Right. I like it, because, it aligns incentives.
What would it normally cost you to go to a school if you paid it all up front? So you're paying $5,000 up front here. What would it normally cost you?
I really don't know. It all depends on, how much you make.
What would if you went to school for this?
Thousands upon thousands, I imagine. Like, if you went to school for computer science, you had to go to college.
Sounds like tens of thousands to me.
Okay.
Yeah, a four-year computer science education is, going to set you back at least as much as any other bachelor's degree. So
what do you graduate with here? Do you get certificate? Do they help you get certifications? Is that all you get out of this as opposed to a degree?
I don't know if it's like an official certification, but they claim that of the people that, pass the 12-week course, 98% get job placement, and that of those, the average salary in the San Francisco area is $105,000 a year. So it seems like a great opportunity.
Sold. I would let you know that, when I was in Florida and would get job offers in California, you have to consider, I don't know where you are, but it's a much higher cost of living in San Francisco than you're going to find anywhere else. So
that
always
much is
be
true,
sure to.
But $80,000 is what they're talking about here. Is if 20% if it's a hundred and
I thought he said 105.
105, and then 20% of it goes
to the school,
and that leaves them with $80,000 taxable probably.
Yeah.
My math isn't exactly right, but let's just call it the taxable income of $80,000. Yeah. Let's call it $50,000 just to be sort of safe after taxes. I think that you can find a place to live with a roommate for that kind of money in San Fran.
Well, it's actually really hard to find a place to live in San Francisco. Our friend Derek J. just moved out there, and it was near to impossible for him to even find a room in someone's house, let alone a house itself to rent. But you can rent outside of San Francisco for much less, so Oakland and other nearby places. You'd have to commute a little bit to get to the job, but it's a lot cheaper if you don't live in San Francisco, is my understanding.
Or you can do like the guy does at Google and just live in a van. Live in your van.
Hey, John, I guess one of the questions I have for you here is, have you talked to the graduates? I mean, they claim that 98% get placed, but have you ever actually talked to somebody?
Honestly, no, but I did look at their Yelp page and whatnot, and. Mm-hmm. It seems to me from what I saw on the page is that everyone that went through it was very, very pleased with it. I guess the one concern I do have is that, I want to be a part of the Liberty Movement. I would love to move to New Hampshire. If I do this, I'm definitely contractually obligated for 1 year.
In San Francisco?
Stay in San Francisco, okay. Yes.
Oh, interesting.
Yes. And I guess one of the things I want to ask Rich is there any, prospects or software developers in New Hampshire? Like, do you know anything about that?
I know that there are working software developers in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. I know several of them. Some of them are working for companies in other states. Some of them are working for companies in this state. I really don't know what the job opportunities are because I retired from that profession before I came to New Hampshire. I wasn't able to continue doing that. So
New Hampshire supposedly has a relatively good set of jobs for people in the tech field. I know that a lot of the people that move here are IT professionals.
Supposedly, and there's a tech corridor between Manchester and Nashua. That sort of general vicinity.
Yeah, Nashua Concord, I think, is that whole stretch of cities is supposedly very tech friendly. But that might be a good thing to check out on Facebook. There's a group called the FSP Job Alert group, I believe, on there. FSP standing for Free State Project. And that's a good place to start, kind of keep your eyes open on some possibilities.
I would first, learn the coding, because that's an incredibly valuable skill. Then I would secure the job here in New Hampshire before I planned the move.
So just to be clear, this school, this boot camp school, is in San Francisco, and then they want you to stay in San Francisco, and they'll help you find a job? Is that how it works?
Yes, I believe so, yes. Well, it is in San Francisco, and you do have to stay in San Francisco. And I would imagine that, considering that their money is on the line, that they would help you find a job. Because if you can't find a job, it's money out of their pocket as well. So.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me, and I think it sounds like a pretty good deal. I'd read that agreement backwards and forwards, and oftentimes it's boring to read those things. I'd also follow Ian's advice and try to find a graduate or two, and because they might be able to tell you some problems that you did not foresee.
Could be,
but that 98% placement number sounds pretty good, and this sounds like a way for colleges to really compete in the marketplace because they're actually required to teach a skill that is marketable. And they're required to, and they're essentially betting on you being able to do it.
Well, I can tell you one thing's for sure. After you spend a year in San Francisco, New Hampshire's going to feel like a real free place in comparison. A lot of ways. Hey, good luck out there, John, and thanks for calling. Carl. Good luck, Carl.
Yes.
Thanks for the call. It's actually John is in Philly. I'm sorry. I was saying Carl was in Philly, and I was looking at John's name. John, you're the one who's in Philly. Hey, you're on the air on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I have a coworker that I work with that is Egyptian, and I think he moved here about 10 years ago, and he's married an American wife, and he has the news on a lot in the background, and I will have some chats about topics going on in the Middle East and terrorism, and we had a conversation last week that, they have listened to this show a few times, and he was talking about the idea of democracy in the Middle East, and we were talking about the dictators that were in the Middle East previously, and he basically had made the statement, and, this is someone that is Egyptian and was born there, and he said, these people need a dictator to keep order, and it just kind of made me realize that, hey, there are boots on the ground required. We have to do something because those people aren't just they're not compatible with democracies or freedom. So if you just let them loose, there's going to be.
Are you talking about refugees? Is that what you're referring to?
It's just government.
When you say those people.
It sounds like you're talking about how the Middle East should be governed, not about people coming here. Is that right?
Yeah, the Muslim population in in the Middle East that are responsible for a lot of violence.
Why do they have to be governed by democracy? Why can't they just be left alone to decide how they are going to be governed and to overthrow their government if they don't like it?
We'll let you answer that here in a moment, John, in Philly. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us here, you can share your thoughts. Also, when we get a chance, we'll talk more about some of the surprising reforms happening in North Korea. And you can also call us on Skype. Skype username, lrn.fm.
Have you become a slave to big tobacco? Have they taken away your money, your health, and even your freedom, forcing you to stand out in the cold this winter? There's an alternative. With the help of Jimmy the Juice Man and GiantVapes.com, for less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can make the switch to electronic cigarettes and take back your freedom. At GiantVapes.com, you'll find a selection of high-quality, reasonably priced electronic cigarette hardware kits to get you started, and a selection of delicious, premium-flavored liquid refills from the award-winning Jimmy the Juice Man brand. These aren't the junk you find at your local gas station. Use the coupon code FTL10 for 10% off your first order of hardware and Jimmy the Juice Man brand liquid at GiantVapes.com, where you will always get free guaranteed same-day shipping. Break free of the chains of sin taxes and big tobacco. Free same-day shipping and 10% off from GiantVapes.com. Giant, VAPES.com, with coupon code FTL10.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro 1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro 1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us right here, toll-free.
free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm.
We got some ugly sweaters as gifts from Tipsy Elves. I mean, geez, Ian, I picked out the one for you. It was a little elf outfit. People can go see it at our Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com. Mine has Jesus is the birthday boy on it, and Daryl's has some humping reindeer. and I think everybody needs a nice ugly sweater to reel.
I feel like I'm doing a crossover on Flaming Freedom here. Right?
Crazy stuff. They're awesome.
None of the guys on Flaming Freedom would be caught dead in Tipsy Elves, I don't
think. That's true. They have style.
It's way too ugly.
It's a way to show your style, which is, well, you know, male. And you can wear it to the
whatever. It's silly. It's very silly.
They also have adult onesies, too, which are, you know, cute, if that's, if you like those styles of things, if you're into it. But I think you're going to find something that you will find amusing. And
this is very garish.
Yeah.
It's very garish.
It will start some conversation at the festivities that you're, whatever festivities you might be at. You'll be a topic, your sweater will be a topic of conversation.
Definitely. You will stand out.
And you can get 20% off of these conversation pieces simply by going to tipsyelves.com, making your selection, and upon checkout using coupon code FTL.
Perfect.
It's tipsyelves.com. You use do the checkout thing, and then when you're checking out, use coupon code FTL, and you'll save 20% on some really ugly sweaters.
Yeah.
They're really fun. I just love the way my wife complains about the one I got.
She complains about it.
Yeah, she doesn't like it at all. So I'm going to be wearing it.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, if I can get her to complain, maybe perhaps I can get my mother to complain too.
Uh-huh. That's
the
right.
Passive aggressive wardrobe.
I already have it packed for Christmas Eve.
Nice.
Yep.
TipsyElves.com.
Coupon code FTL at checkout.
All right, our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. The guy that was on the line who was making comments about he's got a friend at work who's from Egypt, and he says that these people, and I think he was referring to the refugees, but we didn't get a clear answer from him.
I got the impression he was not.
Middle East in general.
Yeah, I think he was talking about how the Middle East should be governed and not people leaving the Middle East.
Well, yeah. he said
he
these
seemed
people
to be saying that these countries need dictators. And I don't think he was suggesting that we import refugees and a dictator to go with them.
I don't propose to tell this guy from Egypt how Egyptians or Middle Easterners should be ruled. I would, however, counter with, do you think in, call it 18th century Europe, or maybe even 18th century, an 18th century colony, perhaps in North America, of, say, England, that you could have found somebody who might have said something to the effect of, people need a king.
Absolutely, and that was going to be sort of what I was going to say here, is that, look, you can find people in America today who will say the exact same thing about people here. Just because one guy from Egypt says that he thinks people in Egypt or the rest of the Middle East, North Africa, but anyway, that if people in that region need to be governed, then you can find the same person who was born and raised in the United States who believes the same thing about his neighbors. Oh, I can be free. I can handle the responsibility of freedom. It's those other people out there, my neighbors, those trashy people down the street, they're the ones who need to be told what to do, and I'm the one who should be able to tell them. I mean, that these people exist across the United States as well.
Well, what I would say is, if there are people, and there do exist a set of people who wish to live under a Islamic theocratic caliphate, and I think what those people should do is live under an Islamic caliphate.
Yeah.
You know, I don't see a reason that every tribe can't have self-determination, provided they are willing to leave the other tribes alone. I don't have any problem with people living there by Sharia law, even though that involves some horrible things that I would feel compelled, for example, female circumcision, that I would be compelled to intervene in if my neighbor was involved in it. I don't necessarily feel compelled to intervene if people far away from me are doing it. And that could, now it can be said that that's part of African culture and not really Islam, but that's a fine, fine distinction.
Yeah, well, Christians do, in Africa, North Africa, you know, Eastern Africa, they do female circumcision too, so it's certainly not confined to Islam, as much as many people would like to see that be the case.
Yeah,
it's,
I suspect,
it's simply not.
I suspect
it's more
Muslim,
geographical.
Right, I suspect our Muslim friends here in the United States do not engage in that practice at all.
Yeah, so I guess what whether this guy in Egypt believes that people in Egypt or the Middle East or wherever it is, North Africa or wherever it is that he believes they must have a dictator, that's fine as long as he wants to pay for the dictator. Because I am sick and tired of the United States backing these puppet leaders of Middle Eastern client states and causing terrorism to be visited upon our shores. It's sadly the U.S.'s foreign policy, specifically its intelligence agencies, which are causing this stuff. You know, I don't know. Here's what I suspect. People in the Middle East are really no different than people anyplace else. It has nothing to do with their religion of Islam. Yeah. If you give them a little time to actually establish themselves, and, you know, there were some bumpy roads to revolution here in the North American continent, just go ahead and read Conceived in Liberty. It was pilgrims were here in, like, 1610. You didn't see freedom until 1776. It's a long time ago, but that's 170-something years. So, you know, the Ottoman Empire fell. These people still haven't had self-rule in all that period of time. All they want is a little self-rule.
Right.
If you think it's good enough for you, then you should think it's good enough for them, or you are evil.
Well, and some of them, and this man may be evil. I mean, he is essentially the definition of a statist. And just because some people may be statist in the Middle East doesn't mean that all of them are. And just because some people, you know, would like to have a ruler doesn't mean that all of them want that. Some of them might be very liberty-minded, and they just are in the minority, like we are here. I mean, we are the, you know, liberty-minded folks here. We believe in voluntarism and, you know, consensual interaction between human beings. And we're in the very small minority. Now, when you start talking to people about these ideas, you can explain it to them, and they generally will agree with it. They just are confused on certain issues like, you know, immigration and other things like that. But what he said about his Egyptian coworker sort of reminded me of an example of someone who was a former libertarian. We talked to the guy earlier tonight who claimed he was a libertarian and is no longer, and there was a guy who moved here to Keene, New Hampshire. It's part of the Free State Project. His name was Will. He was one of the bloggers over at freekeene.com. He left the ideas of libertarianism and embraced the ideas of statism again, and the reason for it, I asked him, you know, why he decided to change his mind, because most people, once they find libertarianism, they don't go back to statism after that. It's very, very rare that that happens. But his reasoning was that some people just need to be told what to do. That you just can't trust people to make their own choices for themselves.
I think such people will find people to tell them what to do themselves without having to have a monopoly.
Yep, that's right. 855-450-FREE, that's our toll-free number. What about Kim Jong-un? What is he? Because he's implementing some interesting reforms that aren't getting much coverage. We'll tell you about him.
A revolution in body protection has arrived, only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may join us here. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username lrn.fm. We'll take your calls about whatever happens to be on your mind. Our website allows you to create the content. That which is there on the front page of the site was put there by listeners just like you. And you can submit your own content and vote on what other people have submitted over at freetalklive.com. Like everything else on our site, from the live streams to the archives to the webcam, it's all free. So please go and enjoy. It's been redesigned this year for 2015, and it looks great. Just finished that redesign actually about a month ago. So go to freetalklive.com. Coming up February 18th through the 21st, that is just a couple months away. It is the Liberty Forum in New Hampshire. This is the premier Liberty event in a hotel that happens, I think, globally. It's an awesome event. There's people from all around the world that come to the Liberty Forum, not just to see the great speakers that they will inevitably have. I don't have that list in front of me. They're just starting to populate it right now. But to commune with the people in the Liberty movement, with the folks like Rich Paul and folks from across all of New Hampshire.
Who will be assimilated.
Who will be attending. And hopefully you will come to New Hampshire as a result of the experience that you have at the Liberty Forum. Now, you got to be hardcore. This is no Acapulco. It's going to be cold. It's going to be the middle of winter time, like right in the heart of winter is when this event happens. Late February 18th through the 21st, But luckily, it's warm and cozy inside the Radisson Hotel.
Yeah, we're trying to like,
they
make sure
keep it about 72, I think. It's,
yeah, it's very,
very
nice.
Comfortable, and I don't leave.
Yeah. We want to make sure that you don't think, we're pulling any punches here for you. So we have it right in the middle of winter.
Yeah, right. Exactly. You got to be hardcore to come to New Hampshire.
That's prime political season, too.
Yep. If you are a liberty-minded person, actually, I think the primary will be over by
the
that.
The primary will be over by that. Yeah.
So luckily, there won't be any nasty politicians lurking around this hotel because this is the same hotel where they have like the Radio Row during the presidential primary, and all these scumbags like Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders end up coming to this place, but not during the Liberty Forum. I think they learned the politicians learned their lesson when John McCain showed up one year at the Liberty Forum. He wasn't there for Liberty Forum. He was just in the same hotel as the Liberty
Forum.
It's
a really nice hotel, yeah.
And he got cornered by Barry Cooper in the hotel lobby, actually in the hotel's elevator. Barry Cooper like ran into the elevator and cornered John McCain, and his security agents were pretty nervous about that. So go to nhlibertyforum.com. I suspect Barry Cooper, who we were discussing actually off the air, he's a former law enforcement officer from Texas who used to be a drug warrior who's now turned good, and he's on the side of ending prohibition. Back when Barry came to the Liberty Forum many years ago, I think it was its second or third year. It was a brand relatively new event at that time. He was one of the speakers there. That was back when Barry was just sort of an anti-prohibition former cop. He had not yet really moved down into the world of voluntarism, which he has been recently. Mm-hmm. So I suspect his visit to New Hampshire and his attendance at the Liberty Forum and meeting all these awesome liberty activists helped to persuade him in the right direction.
I would not be at all surprised.
Yeah, it's a great event, and it makes a real impression on people that go. So mark your calendars now and go get your early bird tickets at nhlibertyforum.com. We'll see you toward the end of February there in Manchester. As we go to James, he's in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. James, you're on Free Talk Live listening via the TuneIn app. James in Portsmouth, going once. James,
oh, really?
In Portsmouth. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, I heard you, Ian, and Rich saying that it was laughable that Hitler wouldn't have lost World War II, and there was no need for boots on the ground coming from America, even though that the man whose army defeated Hitler in the East occupied those same swaths of conquered territory over the next 10 years of his life, and Stalin's successors occupied those territories for the next 30 years with no boots on the ground or bombs dropping over their head to worry about. That's why. But I also left the Libertarian Party in 2001 because of people such as your other comrades.
Boy, good riddance. Riddance to you, James,
if
from Arizona.
Because of Pentagon.
You lied about your name. You lied about your location, right? You're not actually in Portsmouth, are you?
I was born. I'm back home again. You
were born in Portsmouth,
anyway,
New Hampshire?
As I was saying, I left the Libertarian Party because of people saying that the fact of the matter is people in the Pentagon deserved it. In other words, people that call themselves ministers, blaming not the people that committed the mass murder, but blaming victims instead. Just like knuckleheads would blame the Japs, not the Japs for bombing Pearl Harbor, but the McCollum memo, which is as retarded gets, ministers.
Thanks.
I don't know what any of that meant.
No, it's a bunch of rambling nonsense. That's not to worry about it.
I just quoted you, Mark. The fact of the matter is the people in the Pentagon deserve it.
You have so misquoted me all this evening. For one, you said that Hitler, that we were talking about Hitler just taking over Eastern Europe. And in fact, what we were talking about was Hitler
taking
over
the
globe. As though the people of Germany, like if you took every male that was in Germany, armed them, turned them into a super soldier, they could somehow occupy the planet. But that's what the pro-warrior types claim, James.
Yeah, I mean, the Roman Empire did relatively well.
Sorry, go ahead, Rich.
The Roman Empire did relatively well by treating the countries that it, or the tribes that they conquered well, but Hitler was not that smart. Hitler conquered people and treated them badly, and therefore created huge resistance movements against himself, and every country that he took would have resulted in another resistance movement. There's no way, as you point out, there aren't enough soldiers in Germany, and he was not getting the people in his victim countries to then join his military and go oppress somebody else. They weren't doing it. They were blowing his people up instead. Kudos for that, by the way, French Resistance and the rest of you guys.
If you think that Hitler could have taken over the globe, go take a look at the map of Germany based on the world. You know, go look at a world mm-hmm. map, look at Germany, and see whether you think that's true again. Now, Russia, that's a completely different story. It has always been known for much larger standing armies. I think they probably could take over Europe if they had ever been competent, but, you know, so far as military prowess, all they've done well is defense.
Thanks
and
for
usually
the call,
that's winter.
James. Let's go to Tim, listening in Wyoming. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tim.
Hi, how are you guys doing? Thanks
What's
for
on your mind?
Call.
Go ahead.
I'm glad to hear that you're talking about anarchism and various other things. I'm not a fan of anarchy, but no, I was listening to your discussions earlier with one of the past callers, and he was saying something in regards to the how the world should be ruled, and as any libertarian would say, the rule of the people should be decided by the people on the ground, so to speak. I mean, they should be the people who actually decide rather than an outside entity or another government or an international agency, which is what the UN is. I mean, we pay for it and we stick our nose in everybody's business. So,
well, I think a libertarian would say that the individual should be deciding how he or she's life is directed, not any other, you know, people imposing it upon them.
Well, I'm a libertarian, and I would say that each tribe should decide for itself how it is ruled, but I want to live within a tribe where individuals are free to do as they choose. But if somebody wants to live under a government, I don't mind their doing it. Just, you know, I want to have either the ability to opt out or the ability to be someplace else where there isn't a government.
Right, right. As you were saying earlier about the term minarchist, I mean, that means a minimal amount of lack of government, I suppose. I guess that's what that means, like a 10% government
yep.
versus 100%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, a minarchist generally believes in a night watchman state that would have laws against robbery, rape, and murder, and very
right,
little
right.
else.
Right, Mr. and Mrs. Lamb is what I learned in Administration of Justice. But, I mean, the murder, rape, robbery, anyway, the Mr. and Mrs. Lamb, it was the general common law, I can't remember what the term is.
Don't worry about it, Tim. Thanks for your call tonight, man. No need to rack the brain here. We appreciate your call. Appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We've got time for you if you want to join the discussion. Also, some more shocking reforms happening in North Korea coming up. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian here.
Rich Paul.
And Mark.
Don't forget to do your online shopping this holiday season at shop.freetalklive.com. Amazon links are there for UK, Canada, and US Amazons. You click into the right Amazon for you and just get your shopping taken care of. Get your gifts, get stuff for yourself, whatever you need. Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price when you enter through shop.freetalklive.com. shop.freetalklive.com. Let's get back to the story here about Kim Jong-un. Is he implementing reforms, some quietly, that are bringing more liberty to North Korea? Now, by no means is this a free place, but it is seeming to be freer now than it ever has been in the past, and arguably it is at the hand of Kim Jong-un's policies, which are, in some ways, hands-off. He's allowed over 1,000 informal markets, and now there's actually more than 400 state-sanctioned markets. But again, another 1,000 informal ones, that is, illegal markets, have sprouted in North Korea. They're selling foreign goods, accepting foreign currency, and even electronic payment by card. This is becoming the new normal there, according to the story here at FairObserver.com. And he's proliferated their existence by allowing the markets to determine prices. So North Korea used to have state-set prices. Now they have what is called the price ceiling that is set by the state, but it's widely ignored and in no way enforced. So that's a huge change to allow the market to actually set prices than they've had previously.
They had an issue in the Soviet Union where the KGB eventually did manage to do a very good job of shutting down the black market there. And the result of that was that people started starving, and the KGB had to back off and let some of this illegal activity go on because it was the only way people were getting fed.
Hungry people are
going on in North Korea, too.
Right. Hungry people are going to rise up at some point. If you're too hungry, you're going to do desperate, crazy things. Oh. So as a result of these combined liberties, says the piece at fairobserver.com, startup industries are now spreading like wildfire in North Korea. And despite some satellite imagery depicting a labyrinth of sanction-induced blackness, these markets are visible from space. And they link to a Google image of the satellite.
So they're getting light.
Well, it's not a nighttime picture, but it does show that the markets exist, right? So you can verify that they're there. Some may still argue that Kim Jong-un is an evil dictator and that North Koreans are reforming the country from the bottom up, but that doesn't explain the proliferation of a knowledge-based economy. Critics must concede that the monopoly of first-level consciousness, thought control, can only be relinquished from the top down. A knowledge-based economy means the state is encouraging people to adopt new ways of thinking that are not a part of traditional ideological tenets. This liberation of thought is evidenced by the newly opened Psi Tech Center and the Marae District, which encourage and incentivize average North Koreans to adopt critical thinking skills if they wish to succeed.
Critical thinking skills.
Now that is incompatible with socialism, so one of those two things are going to have to go.
If some are still not yet convinced that Kim Jong-un is not only a reformer but a liberator, then consider the following. On two occasions, prisoners have been released back into society and are permitted upward social mobility in the Songbun caste system by working in privately owned markets. North Koreans are no longer confined within towns and provinces. Many have been engaged in cross-country travel. Can you imagine? You know, you can't leave where you're from. Apparently that's how it used to be in North Korea up until recently. But now they're engaging in cross-country travel, and that a market for navigation and lodging has now sprouted in North Korea as a result. In fact, because remember, previously the only hotel in North Korea was the one that the state runs that the visitors from outside of the country could stay in.
When they say a market for navigation, do they mean transportation?
Presumably both transportation and how to get from point A to point B.
Okay.
Which you wouldn't know how to do if you'd never seen a map before of your country, and they don't have things like atlases, and, you know, certainly don't have
Maybe
Google.
Maybe all their atlases shrugged.
They certainly don't have Google Maps there either. So not only that, but more than that, in fact, the biggest revelations are that the state allowed 180,000 North Koreans to travel abroad in the year 2014.
Wow. Nice.
Think about that.
180,000.
Yeah. Now, that's 180,000 is way more than just, you know, the children of the elite in North Korea, right? Like, these are regular North Koreans who are doing some of the traveling here. And anytime you can get somebody out of North Korea, they are going to encounter the reality of the world, which they've been shielded from for most of their lives in North Korea. And, in fact, as I mentioned previously, Kim Jong-un himself traveled outside of North Korea when he went to college. He said it was Switzerland, right?
Yes,
Mark?
Bern.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's a big deal. And further, it has opened an international calling center and has welcomed Agence France-Presse to report from within North Korea alongside the Associated Press. Now, I don't know if that means the AP actually now has an office in North Korea or if they've just been allowed to come there for one or two reasons on occasion. I'm not sure, but more press coming to North Korea is a good thing. So I'm really glad to see it. The doors are wide open, he says, for science, sports, economic, political, and even state-sanctioned religious engagement. But and he's linking to a lot of those things. But the United States, he claims, is the greatest barrier to unleashing the progress that North Korea is clearly on the brink of. Washington refuses to empower and enable these reforms without preconditions of Pyongyang abandoning its nuclear weapons program. Now, I don't know what he means when he wants them to empower and enable these reforms. This is where he gets a little political in the story about what he wants to see the United States do.
See, what I'd like to see the United States do is absolutely nothing.
Right, just leave them alone.
Don't. Everywhere outside our borders, just leave them alone.
He says that South Korean President Park Geun-hye's offer of $63 billion a year to denuclearize the country matters little without a peace treaty, and therefore brokering is one of the best ways for the U.S. to stop being a barrier to North Korea's liberation. He says America should broker peace and unification on the Korean Peninsula and instead worry about Chinese containment geostrategy through a separate and less fatalistic lens. This is getting a little too international political for me at this point. But nonetheless, some very interesting things are happening over there. And you know, is this the tip of the iceberg? Is there more that's happening that we're not aware of simply because the news media doesn't really exist in North Korea? And what else could be going on behind those closed gates?
I'm always interested in conjecture around the interpretations of the moves of the North Korean state, because statism ultimately is sort of the same thing. It's the power of the force of the gun, and that is that's a great deal of power that's been used in North Korea. I mean, yeah, they use it on their own citizens. They have it lined up on the border with South Korea. They're all about the militaristic power. So, you know, to watch them, see the inevitable, right? Like China saw the inevitable, and look at where it is on the world stage compared to Russia, for instance, who didn't see it coming, tried to hang on to its power in areas of economics.
China's seeing an economic boom.
Yeah, absolutely.
Vietnam as well. They've liberalized their economy to the point where, by some measures, they're freer than we are. Although I don't know where they show up on the two particular surveys you guys studied before.
Probably not particularly high, but yeah, they're better now than they were 30 years ago.
I'd actually like to look that up when I get back.
You can always look at different governments and see either in something instructive in the area of liberty or something instructive in the area of tyranny, and I like to look at governments for that purpose. And that's why I believe in the ideas of liberty, is because when you see them, you know, the little blossoms, the little green shoots of liberty that are out there, it's always a good thing for people. And so the ideas of liberty to me mean that one doesn't use force or fraud to get one's wishes. That means my freedoms end at your nose.
Let's talk to Robert. He's calling from our very own Keene, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live, Robert. Hello, Robert. Going once. Robert and Keene, going twice. I don't know if there's some issue with a switch not being thrown the right direction, or maybe he's just in a bad cell. But if you don't get in tonight, Robert, you can always call us any other night. We do this program 7 nights per week, and we are live from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. So if you're not listening to the show live, maybe you're one of our radio station listeners that listens later on in a rebroadcast of the program, you can always mark your calendar or set an alarm and call us during the live show.
And when you do call, we have podcasts going back for 10 years for free at freetalklive.com. It's archives.freetalklive.com to get the farthest ones back. But we have, what is the last 7 days available on the front page? Certainly the last, yesterday's is there.
Rich, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I want to make sure Rich gets a chance. How can folks support you on Patreon?
Patreon, my name is Friar Rich, and you can pledge $1 for each show I'm on. Also, the website, http://invisiblehand.church, is growing every day.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime on our site over at freetalklive.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Dr. Ngozi Obi is an emerging American author of Nigerian descent who's published two novels with an inspirational message. A third is in the works. Her first novel, Love's Destiny, follows Naira, a somewhat naive young woman, in a gripping tale of love lost and found. Her second novel, When Dreams and Visions Collide, follows Fern and friends as they discover what it takes to realize a dream and the true meaning of unconditional love. Dr. Obi's books are available where books are sold and ladyofdestiny.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 20
24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.